Hey, did you hear that whistle?
Sure do, Amos. That whistle means Rinso White, Rinso Bright, Rinso New.
Yeah, that's right. It means this is Sunday and we're on the air for 1950 Rinso with Solium.
Show with Ernestine Wade, Lou Lubin, Johnny Lee, Willard Waterman, Jeff Alexander and his orchestra, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Yes, sir, the Amos and Andy Show, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of new 1950 Rinso with Solium, the soap that gets your clothes whiter and brighter than new.
Rinso white, rinso bright,
rinso new.
Happy little wash day song.
Well, tomorrow, the kingfish's wife, Sapphire, is going to have a birthday. And rather than take the chance of having the kingfish forget the occasion, Sapphire has decided to remind him of it. At the moment, we find her at the kingfish's office at the lodge hall.
Listen, George, the reason I come over here was to remind you that tomorrow is my birthday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, congratulations, honey. You finally hit the roaring 40s, didn't you, honey?
George, I'm going to be 36.
Holy smokes. You really shaving a hunk of that age off, ain't you?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm 36. You can figure it out for yourself, because I didn't see the light of day till 1913.
What did you run around with your eyes closed for 10 years?
Anyway, I didn't come up to discuss my age. I come up to tell you I expect a present for my birthday.
Well, I've been giving a lot of thought to it, honey.
Listen, I want more than thought. I want merchandise. Now, you ain't given me nothing since 1941. During the war, you told me there were shortages, and I didn't complain. But the war's been over for 4 years, and you still ain't give me nothing.
Yeah, well, I can explain that, honey. You see, the country has been going through a period of adjustment. First thing was inflated. Now it is deflated. I done made up my mind to wait till it stopped flating around before buying the thing.
Look, I want to be sweet about this, George. I ain't going to lose my temper, because there's nothing for me to lose my temper about. But listen, you big bum, just because it's my nature to be sweet, don't think you can get away without giving me a present. Because if you do, I'll sting you alive. You hear that, you loafer? Goodbye.
Holy mackerel. She make more noise when she's sweet than she do when she's mad. Why did Andy ever lend me that $2 to get that marriage license with anyway? Always going to hold that against him. Come in, Andy.
Oh, say, I just seen Sapphire going down the hall.
Yeah?
I tipped my hat to her and I said, hello, Sapphire. She said, shut up, and walked on. You know, that's the nicest thing she said to me in 6 months.
Yeah, well, she on the warpath with me, too. She begged me to give her a birthday present.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Yeah, for the past 8 or 9 years, you see, I've been giving her the war routine. Shortages, inflation, all that stuff. But now she claims things are normal, you see.
Yeah, well, she's got you in a spot, all right.
Yeah, I ain't got no excuse this year. There ain't no war on. There ain't none just over.
Yeah, well, what you gonna do?
I don't know, but if them Russians don't attack by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, I'd a dead duck in there.
Say, I don't guess you could buy nothing on credit either, could you, Kingfish?
No, and my credit's at the lowest ebb it's ever ebbed to. I owe every store in town here. I'm scared to go out of the house almost. I owe so many.
Yeah, well, maybe you could go up. Look at there. Man come across the street here to the lodge hall.
Yes, huh? Let me look out the window there and see what he looked like.
He dressed nice and neat. Shoes shine, pants pressed and everything.
Yeah, that's bad.
Sure is.
Gotta watch out for them sneaky neat fellas, you know. There's the kind of when they tips their hat to you, summons falls out.
Look, he's coming right in here, Kingfish.
He's coming in here. Listen, Andy, look here. Now, he might be a bill collector or something. Look, now, you duck in the other room there while I feel him out, and you drop back in and throw him off the trail. Call me some other name like Sam Jackson.
Yeah, well, when must I come back in?
Well, you know, at the psychopathic moment you come back in.
Sam Jackson. Okay,
yeah. Okay. And, Andy, look here, under no circumstances admit that I is George Stevens. Now get in the other room. Go through this other door here. Yeah, here you come. Do 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 do. Come in.
Excuse me, I'm looking for George Stevens.
George who?
Stevens.
George Stevens.
Do you know such a person?
Well, it seems like he is and it seems like I am. Well, it seems more like I am than it do like he is. That's what it seems like to me.
Well, who would be able to tell me if there is a George Stevens here?
Well, I ought to be able to help you more than anybody, I guess. That name is familiar. But let me look at my deceased list here.
I'm pretty sure this George Stevens is not deceased.
But they cease all the quick around here, you know, Mr. Tell me this. Is this a matter of any reporting?
Well, I represent the local merchants association.
You know, Mr., I just remembered. This George Stevens that you was after is one of the large brothers that went out west looking for oil. At last they heard about him, he drilled a well and fell in the hole. Well, ain't nobody seen him since.
Fell in the hole?
Yeah, so why don't you leave your name? He might gush up one of these days. Then you can wipe him off and send him to jail if you want.
Jail? Yeah. I don't want to send him to jail. I just want to inform him that he won a $400 television set in our local Merchants Association raffle.
Yeah, well, Stevens went out well. See, he dug the well and... I'm Stevens, mister.
You're Stevens?
Yeah. You see, it's just one of them little jokes that I was playing on it. Kind of practicing up for April Fool. That's what I'm doing there. I'm George Stevens, all right.
Well, if it ain't Sam Jackson. Hey, again, Sam. Good to see you again, Jackson, old boy. Friend Sam.
Excuse me, hold on. Allow me to present my friend here, Nearsighted Brown. The boy can't see past the end of his nose, mister.
Now, wait a minute. You say you're George Stevens, and this man says you're Sam Jackson. Now, which is it?
Well, my friend here, a little confused, mister. His eyesight really a little off today. I think his contact lenses must have slipped out on the back of his eyeballs or something.
Yeah, what's wrong, Sam?
Well, now, look, Andy, forget about what I done told you. Tell the man who I really is.
Who you really is?
Yeah, that's right, Andy. Who is I?
Sam Jackson.
No.
Just as I thought. You're obviously trying to get Stevens television set for yourself.
No. Look, mister. I is George. Look here. Wait a minute. I even got the stub in my raffle ticket here. There it is right there. 807. There's the number.
Well, that's the winning number, all right. I guess you must be Stevens.
Yeah.
We'll deliver the set to you this afternoon.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so here's my card with my home address on it. Oh, what a birthday present is going to make for my wife. Solve my whole problem.
So you'll have the set in a few hours, Mr. Stevens.
Yeah, so okay. Thank you a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listen, Andy, you big blockhead, do you realize what you almost done?
Well,
I told you to call me Sam if he was a bill collector or serving a summons. But he was here to tell me that I done won a television set. You kept calling me Sam Jackson. If I ever told you my name was George, I told him, man, George Stevens, you kept saying Sam Jackson.
Well,
you almost ruined everything, that Sam Jackson stuff. Now, don't ever do nothing like that to me again. Now, get on out of here.
All right.
So long, Andy.
So long, Sam.
Oh, will you get out of here?
How do you do? My name is Parker. Mr. Stevens here at the lodge hall?
No, sir, mister. My name is Amos Jones. I just happened to drop into Kingfisher's office. He ain't here. Can I take a message for him?
Well, I'm afraid I have a little bad news for Mr. Stevens.
Bad news?
Yes, it seems the ticket he won the television set on wasn't paid for.
You say the ticket that he won the television wasn't paid for?
That's right. We found a notation on the back of the ticket saying, we'll send him the dollar later. Consequently, he's disqualified from the contest. And we'll have to take the set back.
As we're telling the truth, he got a crowd of people over at his house tonight watching the television.
Well, I won't interrupt him tonight, but I'll notify him at 9 o'clock in the morning that that set must come back.
Yeah.
Happy little wash day song. Rinso whiter and brighter than new. Rinso washes, rinso new. Rinso bright.
Whiter than new.
Rinso bright.
Brighter than new.
Rinso white. Rinso bright.
Rinso new.
Rinso new. It's an amazing fact. 1950 Rinso with Solium gets white clothes whiter, washable colors brighter than new. Rinso new. Even on rainy days, Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. No other soap can make your wash so white, so bright, because no other soap contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. 1950 Rinso gets out more dirt. Yes, gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. Get Rinso so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. Get Rinso today. See your wash become whiter, brighter than new.
Rinso white, Rinso bright,
Rinso new.
Happy little wash day song.
Well, Sapphire, you're really happy about your birthday present, aren't you? Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, yes, George. I was so excited about the television set, I couldn't sleep all night. That's why I'm up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you like it, honey.
Oh, George, it's the most beautiful gift I ever got in my life.
Yeah.
But, George, how in the world did you ever pay for it?
Well, honey, I just started paying installments on it months ago, and I paid a little bit every week, you know.
But where'd you get the money, George? You wasn't working.
Well, I just cut down on a few little things, like not having the heels on my shoes fixed when they rounded off, you know, or nothing. I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but it got so bad I used to fall over backwards 2-3 times a day.
Oh, George, I'm sorry you had to go through all that. But I ain't never been so happy in my life about anything. I even called up Mama about it and told her you'd give me a beautiful television set.
Yeah, well, what did your dear Mama say?
Well, you know Mama. She said there must be something phony about it.
Yeah. Listen, that old goat never believed nothing, even if she seen it with her own eyes. Look at the way she acted at your father's funeral. He kept going over and shaking him and hollering, "Get up, Herman, and mow the lawn."
Well, never mind about Mama, Joyce. I believe you. I know you wouldn't lie about a thing like this.
Oh, of course I wouldn't, honey. I've been scraping, saving, doing without. And all those Thanksgiving days over, I was thankful that this set is paid for and you will enjoy it for the rest of your life. You know, you deserve... I'll get it, honey. Hello, George. Stevens speaking.
Stevens, this is Mr. Parker from the local Merchants Association.
Oh, yeah.
I just called to tell you that we're going to have to take the television sets back.
Wait a minute. Let me shift the receiver to my other ear. Yeah. I done hear something that I know you ain't said. Wait a minute, George.
Stevens, we've discovered that you never paid for that ticket. So according to the rules of the contest, you're disqualified. And we'll send up for the set sometime this afternoon.
Yeah, but wait a minute, George.
I'm sorry, Stevens. Goodbye.
Yeah, so goodbye.
Who is that, George?
New service at a telephone company. The girl just called to give me the correct time. You see, they called me.
You know, George, I just can't get my mind off that television set. What a perfect gift. Television is the most wonderful thing in the world, I think. And I know this much. It's really here to stay.
Well, honey, I wouldn't count too heavy on that. Once I find out that man coming to take a television set back, my life ain't going to be worth living. I really down in the dumps. If I was a sentimental type, I could almost cry. Come in, Shorty.
Well, if it ain't my happy old friend, if it ain't the cheer from Mr. If it ain't my smiling pal, you can... Hiya, Sophus.
Sit down, Shorty, sit down.
Yeah, well, what's wrong, Kingfish? I never seen you look like you looked this bad before.
Oh, I ain't a mess, Shorty. I gave Sapphire a television set for her birthday and told her that I got it for her by saving my money and all that stuff, you see.
What's bad about that?
Well, the thing is, Shorty, I won the set in a raffle, and now they want to take it back because I didn't pay for the ticket.
Mm.
I'm going to explain that to Sapphire. When the man comes to take the set away, she ain't going to like it.
That's putting it mild. Kingfish, when Sapphire finds out that set is gone, she's going to have a broken heart. And you're going to be walking around with a head to match.
I know. I'm sorry I ever won the set.
I'm sorry, too. But now if you can get them raffle people feeling sorry for you, you got something, Kingfish.
What you mean?
Oh, well, who knows if you work on their sympathy. Maybe they'll let you keep the set. Tell them you was married to a sick woman, and she's looking forward to dying with her eyes on Channel 2.
Well, you got something there, Shorty, but now, how will I convince them that there's something wrong with Sapphire?
Just tell them that your wife is in bad condition, that she's in an awful fit, that she looks horrible, that she is the worst. That is, how can you... show them a picture of Sapphire.
Now, Andy, here's Mr. Parker's office. Now, remember, Sapphire is sick in bed, and he can't take the television set away from him.
Yeah, and I as a doctor, huh?
That's right, you as a doctor. Now, you really looked the part, too, with that black overcoat, your white duck trousers, and that surgical mask on your neck there.
Tell me this, must I take these rubber gloves off when I shake hands with him?
No, leave them on, Andy. You look like you just come from operation. Leave them on.
What must I tell the man, Kingfish?
Well, tell him that you was a big doctor, that you was an intern with Johns Hopkins and studied with the Mayo brothers, all that stuff.
Yeah, okay. You go in first, and I'll come in a couple of minutes.
That's right. Excuse me, Mr. Parker.
Oh, it's you, Stephen. We're sending up for that set this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Mr. Parker, I don't think that a warm-hearted, kind-looking person like you is going to want to set back when I blubbers out my pitiful tale to you.
What's that?
Well, that's right. My wife is a sick person. And the television set is the only thing that's keeping her alive.
The television set is keeping her alive?
Oh, yeah, sir. Do your heart good to see her laying up there in an oxygen tent with a temperature of 120, laughing and screaming and making balls.
Well, I never heard anything like that. After all, it...
Come in. Well, if it ain't the eminent Dr. Brown here. How is my poor suffering wife, Doctor?
Not so good. I've been looking all over for you, Stevens. The patient just had a relapse.
A relapse?
Yeah, there ain't no television stations on the air this morning, and I've been trying to keep her alive till the test pattern comes on.
Just a minute. This man is a physician?
Oh, yeah, sir, yeah. You met him over the lodge, all there. He one of the best, sir, ain't you, Dr. Brown?
Oh, sure. I was the intern with the Mills Brothers and Johns Hophead.
Oh, he a real doctor, all right. He got them Prince Nell's glasses on with a black ribbon hanging down, you see. He do that so that when he operates, they don't fall in the incision, you see.
Yeah, you know, I lost 4 pair of bifocals before I got onto this thing.
So you're Mrs. Stevens' doctor, huh? Just what is wrong with her?
Well, the big trouble is her high fever done burned out all her infernal organs.
Burned them out?
Oh, yeah. On the last x-ray, there was nothing but cinders and ashes. The inside of her looked just like a barbecue pit.
Yeah, that's right. The doctor said her liver is just one big clinker. You just can't take the television set away from her now.
Now, listen. This is the craziest story I ever heard. I don't believe a word of it.
Well, Mr. Parker...
Look, Stevens, you're going to have to give up that set.
Yeah, but you told me that wonder thing. You can't take it back.
I'm very sorry, but that was an unfortunate accident.
Unfortunate accident?
As I told you on the phone, we're sending for the set this afternoon.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Now, don't do that. I don't want no delivery man busting in. I'll tell you what, Miss Parker. I'll manage to bring the set back here myself.
As you wish. Now, I'm very busy. Would you please excuse me?
All right. We're going.
Hey, this is a dangerous thing here. How in the world are you going to break the news to Sapphire?
Well, I don't know, Ender, but I think the safest way is to drop her a postcard from China. That's what I think.
This is Ken Carpenter. Friends, I could see it happen 1,000 times, and I'd still think it is one of the most wonderful things I ever saw. A wash done with Rinso comes out not just whiter, but whiter than new. Yes, whiter than new. And washable colors brighter than when you bought them. Because only 1950 Rinso contains Solium. Now, it's a proven fact that no other soap can get your wash so white or colors so bright. Your clothes turn out Rinso new. Even on rainy days, even if you have to dry your wash indoors, Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. 1950 Rinso gets out more dirt than any other type of wash day product. And yet Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to your hands. You better stop in at the store and get the economical giant size of new 1950 Rinso with Solium. and then see for yourself what an amazingly beautiful wash new Rinso gives you.
Well, I still don't know what to tell Sapphire about that television set. I'm going to get on in here and see Calhoun, the lawyer. Maybe he can help me.
Oh, come in, Kingfish. It's a pleasure to see you. Indeed, a pleasure.
Yeah. Calhoun, I'm in awful trouble. Will you help me?
Of course I will, Kingfish. No matter what it is, I'll stand up for your rights.
Good.
I'll stand up for your safety.
You as a pal.
I'll stand up for your innocence.
I ain't got no money.
I will now sit down.
Here's the thing, Calhoun. I told Sapphire that I saved my money to buy a television set. But actually, I took a chance on the raffle, and they taking the set back because I wanted it illegal.
Now, you done won that thing the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I got to take the set back this afternoon. Now, what in the world is I going to tell my wife?
Well, the way the thing boils down, the set's got to go, but you don't want Sapphire to know the reason for it. Yeah. Look here, why don't you tell him that somebody stole it?
Hey, you got a angle there. Maybe when Sapphire go out, I could get Andy to help me. We could sneak the television set out the house. Then I tell her that we was robbed.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Oh, me, this has really been a bad day for me.
Well, you know, I had a peculiar day myself. One of my clients went on trial today, and I clean forgot about it. But at the last minute, I remembered and rushed right down into the courtroom.
Oh, you busted right into the courtroom, huh?
Yeah, but by the time I got there, the judge had already made a decision. But that didn't stop me.
Yeah, what did you do?
I demanded that the judge reopen the case. Hmm. And when he did, I talked for 45 minutes. And this criminal that I was defending got off with 10 years.
Calhoun, that was great.
You know one thing, Kingfish? That was one little mistake I made in reopening that case.
What was that?
Before I got there, the judge had already acquitted him.
Oh! Amanda, Sapphire ain't home, so let's sneak this television set out as quick as we can and then tell her that somebody stole the thing.
Yeah, well, let's pick up the set here and get going.
Yeah.
You take one end now, and I'll take the other.
Oh, okay, Andy.
Here we go.
All right. Go on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, up.
These consoles are so heavy, ain't
they? Wait a minute, Andy. Wait a minute. Yeah. Let's set the thing down a minute. I want to get a better grip on it.
Okay. My end's down. Put yours down.
Hold it, Andy. Hold it. I can't put my end down. One of the legs is in my pocket.
Yeah, well, what did you put it in there for?
Well, I didn't put it in there. It slipped in there, didn't it?
Oh, well, I'll come over there and help you get it out.
Never mind.
Is your pocket all right?
Yeah, it's open down to my knee. Let's lift it up again now, Andy, all right?
Okay.
Let's hurry up here now.
Yeah, now lift up your end, and I'll lift this end, and I'll back out to go here into the hall.
All right. Here we go. All right. Up. Come on, up.
I got it.
You got it, Andy?
Yeah, keep coming.
All right. Now watch how you're going, Andy. I can't see over the top of this thing.
Wait a minute. I feel the door knob behind me.
Yeah.
The door is closed. Well, wait a minute. I'll open it.
All right.
Yeah. Come on, Kingfish. Come on.
All right.
Hold it, Kingfish. Hold
what's
it.
The matter?
We done backed ourselves into the clothes closet.
Hey, you really got us in here, Andy, you know.
Uh-oh. The door closed on us, Kingfish. Hurry up and get it open. I'm scared in a small, dark place like this. I'm liable to get claustrophobia.
Hey, let me feel around here. Andy, I got bad news for you. There ain't no knob on this side of the door.
What are we going to do, Kingfish?
Name of one thing we can do, Andy. We can't be caught in here.
No.
I'm going to lunge at the door. All right, stand back.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Well, you open it, Kingfish.
All right, Andy, help me pull my head out of this door, will you?
Holy smoke, Kingfish. If you ain't carrying a cane, you got a big splitter in your head.
That stick has just caught in my coat collar, Andy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, let's hurry up and get this set out here before Sapphire get back.
Okay.
All right, love with it. Here we go. Here we go, Andy.
All right.
All right, now watch the door there.
Oh, we're doing great now.
All right. Now, I'll back down the stairway here, and we'll take it right out the front door.
Oh, boy, liable to take a long time to get it down these stairs.
Oh, no, Andy, we'll get it down in just a jiffy.
Yeah.
Keep coming.
Yeah.
Keep coming. Hold it, Andy, hold it. Wait.
You know, Kingfish, it didn't take as long to get it down here as I thought it would.
Yeah. Holy smoke, Andy. Look at that sack. It's busted in a million pieces.
Yeah, that sure is a mess. How are you going to explain that to the contest for?
I don't know. Wait a minute. I'm just thinking, though. That fella kind of played a dirty trick on me when he gave me the set and then tell me that I didn't win it. He said that it was an unfortunate accident. Remember saying that?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
You know, we'll just tell him the same thing. Dropping the set was another unfortunate accident, and I ain't responsible.
Yeah, you said it. That'll be a good one on him, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, Kingfish. Look here. Look out that front door. Ain't that that Mr. Parker coming up the front steps there now?
Yeah, he's coming up for the set.
Yeah.
Let's get out the front door there and meet him here. I'm going to love to see his face when I tell him I got something to tell him already. Yeah, well, how are you, Mr. Parker?
How do you do, Stevens?
Mr. Parker, I want to tell you something. You know you said something to me the other day about an unfortunate accident.
Well, forget what I said, Stevens. We reconsidered the whole thing and have decided you can keep the television set. We hope you...
You know, that's a pretty nice job that Miss Ken Carpenter got there, Andy. He always got good news about how swell Rinso Weiss's clothes. That's a good job.
Yeah, indeed. That's nice, clean work.
I love that job.
Well, sure, I like telling people about Rinso. Today, 1950 Rinso is better news than ever, and more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Rinso gets clothes whiter, brighter than new. Yes, Rinso new. And Rinso's marvelous for dishes, too. It makes the hardest part of dishwashing easier. Your pots and pans really shine. Get the economical giant size 1950 Rinso with Soleum.
Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
Friends, once again this Christmas time, do your part in the great fight to stamp out tuberculosis by buying Christmas seal. Be sure to put a Christmas seal on every package or envelope you mail. Buy and use Christmas seals. And be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Soleum, will again present the Amos and Andy Show.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner, gives you longer all-over protection after your daily bath. Remember, there's not just one or two, but 13 areas of the skin where doctors have found B.O. Lifebuoy protects you all over, gives you top 24-hour security. Get Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure to listen to the Amos and Andy Show at the same time next Sunday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.